I'm delighted to be joined by RNIB Connect Radio presenter Roger Cole. You all know him from Pure 70s and Pure 80s, but he's also a massive golf fan, and he recently was taking part in the British Masters Blind Golf Championship. Thanks for joining us, Roger.
That's all right.
So tell us a bit about how you got on.
I played not too bad, mate. It was good fun. It was the Masters, so it was a three-day event, and you play like a Stapleford points competition on each day, and whoever's got the most points after 3 days is the winner. And it just so happened that I wasn't the winner. I was somewhere down the bottom. But really, at the end of the day, taking part in it and just the social aspect of it, and I guess it's that both that physical and mental well-being that it sort of brings on.
Now, you've been playing for almost around 10 years now. Did this one feel different because of what happened in the last year and a half?
I think so, yeah. You know, it was the same tournament just a few years ago that I actually won the Stapleford, which was nice to win a massive cup and also one for my guide. And I think that's what people forget about blind golf, is it is a team sport. I mean, I might be striking the ball, but the guide is so important, you know, getting you around the course, getting you lined up. And, you know, when you're landing on the greens, it is basically down to the guide. I might have a feeling for the distance when I pace it, but the guide has got to read the greens and line you up correctly. So it's a 50-50 team sport, definitely.
Tell us a wee bit about how you get involved, please.
How I got involved was just by chance. Like you say, it was more than 10 years ago when I was at a very large dip in my sight loss, and my wife was just happening to watch, I think it was a show about, you know, when they moved to Down Under, A New Life and all that. So there was a guy on there called Jay Cookson, who's a blind golfer. And the first part of the show just introduced him and what he actually did, you know, for relaxation, which was blind golf. My wife sort of told me about it, and I thought, I'll give that a go. You know, it's I wasn't coping that well with my sight loss, and finding an outlet like golf has been so beneficial. You know, it has changed my life for the better.
How many hours a week are you spending playing golf, and was it beneficial during lockdown?
During lockdown, all I could really do was get out a putting mat and try and practice popping it into one of those little tin golf holes, you know, and trying to get a feel for putting. There was very little option to play out on a course, but now lockdown is easing. I'll be out there every week, at least once a week, just trying to improve and getting around the course, really. I mean, I have to admit, over the years, my sight has still deteriorated, even in the last 10 years. And the way I play now is not the way I played 10 years ago. You know, I'm more reliant on a guide now than ever.
Now, it's obviously been a huge summer of sport. A lot of people are thinking about maybe taking a sport up. How do we get more people involved in the game of blind golf?
If you're going to get into blind golf, your best point of entry is approaching your local or regional blind golf societies. The actual organisation what runs the whole of blind golf is the IBGA, which is the International Blind Golf Association. Each country has probably 10 to 20 blind golfers, but I'd say that the scope for making blind golf more popular and the memberships globally bigger is there to be had. You know, it's getting blind people involved in every level of golf, and also guides. I mean, I can't stress how important a guide is. It's a bit like the, you know, the chicken and the egg situation. If you want to find out about blind golf in England, I'd recommend you email, all in lowercase, inquiries.blindgolf@gmail.com. Or you can pop to our website at www.ewblindgolf.co.uk and get in touch. And if you're a guide, definitely get in touch, because without guides, we can't play golf at all. One thing I'd like to say about blind golf, it is a sport for people of all ages, girls, boys, men, women. And it would be great to have more women involved in blind golf. I'm sure there's lots of sight impaired ladies out there who'd love to have a go. So why not get in touch? Yeah.
Now, not only a golf extraordinaire, Roger, you're obviously presenter here on RNIB Connect Radio. Do you want to give your two shows a plug? What could any new listener expect?
I guess what you can expect from Pure 80s is me, a little bit corny, telling you stories about the 80s, the music, the backstories, playing you some old classics, some rarities. And just lately, I've been lucky enough to get in contact with, must be about 7 or 8 celebrity voices who've picked out their back-to-back summer favourites. So that is something what's turning up at the moment in Pure 80s. Pure 70s is just like a retro, older version of the Pure 80s show. It's still me presenting it. But yeah, it's sort of old style, you know, a bit of Pink Floyd, a bit of Motorhead, some soul, some Stevie Wonder. So yeah.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, I'd say it's something for everyone. Yeah, definitely.
It's been brilliant talking to you. How can people keep up with you on Twitter?
Yeah, if you want to get in contact on Twitter and leave a request or any memories of the 80s, just pop along to Roger J_Cole.
Roger, it's a pleasure talking to you as always. Good luck with the shows and with the golf. Thanks for your time.
Brilliant, mate.